Hello, Lerato. How are you? And welcome.
Hi, Kathy.
What's your fancy title again? It's a talent acquisitions manager. What is it?
Talent acquisition lead.
Talent acquisitions lead.
Yes.
Lerato is actually the HR manager for Coca-Cola. Right.
Correct. Yes. Although I am in the Center of Excellence team focusing on talent acquisition. So recruitment into the business.
That's amazing. Mm. So we've invited you in because we wanted to talk about youth. We wanted to talk about Youth Day, which was obviously yesterday. And, you know, societies are built on their youth and where youth are at. I think to look around, one sees an enormous amount of unemployment. 40% of our people are unemployed. A large percentage of that is youth. They're coming out of school, not really qualified for university. They not getting to go to university. And there are, I don't know, I think that there's a lot of challenges. I want to talk about those, as well as some projects that perhaps Coca-Cola is doing to target youth. I've just got to take some news headlines from Sasha because I'm seeing Simon staring at me out of the corner of my eye. In fact, he's not staring, he's glaring. Can you see?
Yeah, he's glaring.
Amazing what one eye can do.
Sasha, what do you have in the news headlines?
In the headlines, Netanyahu calls for sanctions to be reimposed on Iran, Qatar is distributing millions to Palestinians in Gaza, and emergency services are on high alert as motorists return after the long weekend. Full bulletin for you at the top of the hour.
Thank you so much, Sasha. Okay. Now you can look at me nicely, Simon.
I'm looking at you. I just actually just can't wait to talk to you because there's so much
Okay, let's talk to Lerato. Let's talk about youth. What are you seeing? I mean, if you're a talent manager or you're a talent acquisitions lead, that is such a title. That is such an impressive title.
A lot of power bestowed on my shoulders.
What are you seeing? Now, who are you meeting? Who's applying for positions at a company that, like Coca-Cola? Firstly, how many people does Coca-Cola employ across South Africa?
Our headcount currently is pitched at 7,600 employees across the country. And 60% of that headcount constitutes your youth.
Okay.
So from the ages of around, you could say 20, 21 to 34.
Okay.
Yeah. And then just further break down that figure for me a little bit. How many of that is sort of managerial versus manual labor?
So you could say around 60% of that would be your unskilled, semi-skilled labor, and your managerial would then account for the balance. I'm youth, but I'm also in a managerial position within the business.
So you actually hold by the definition of youth, like 35 and below?
Yes. I don't want to disclose my age, but yes.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you know, the political parties where we've got like the oldest youth in the world. So, hashtag just asking for a friend.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, if anybody is at the pulse of what's happening in South Africa, it would be somebody like you in that position in terms of the youth's expectations, the youth's disappointment. I mean, I think that's, we saw the last election. I think one of the biggest, factors of this election was the stay away vote. It was people are just disillusioned. They've done what we told them to do. They went to university. They got their matrics and they're still jobless.
Absolutely. And you find that a lot of individuals that have gone through the ranks, they've studied, they've got their masters, they've got their PhDs. We are flooded day in and day out with CV applications of those caliber of people. Who are completely overqualified, which are our youth. And yes, you're right, Simon. There's a high level of disillusionment, because here they've been told go to school and you'll be employed thereafter. And it's proving to be contrary to that in certain instances. However, within Coca-Cola Beverages, they say, there is a level of assurance in terms of the opportunities that we're able to afford our youth. We run learnerships every year, and currently we've got a huge intake, over 100 learners that we are employing between July and August. We've also partnered with the government on YES Initiative, the Youth Employment Services that Cyril Ramaphosa had launched at the initial SONA. And we are tapping into areas that, you know, where we know we have previously disadvantaged individuals. I mean, now as we speak, we are employing in Grabo. I hope I'm pronouncing it
correctly. You're pronouncing it very well.
In Elgin. And, you know, that community also, you know, impoverished background. However, we have a lot of qualified youth.
There's so many
that
questions
well
around
it. That we can take on in terms of this YES initiative. So there are some programs that we are running within the company to ensure that we are playing our part in alleviating the high unemployment rates within the youth. We are also within our PAC department facilitating a bursary scheme. It's a Phil Gucci bursary scheme, and that is allowing individuals to go to school, you know, where we then fund their schooling and ultimately with the intent of also employing them once they've completed their education.
That's incredible. So how are you identifying them?
We will go through to your rural areas, your township,
and you
areas.
Look for their top achievers. You're
Absolutely.
Looking for kids with potential.
Absolutely.
Who the only thing is holding them back is money.
Absolutely. So it's a rigorous process that we facilitate. However, spot on, Kathy, we would then look at those who are ambitious, who are moving beyond their circumstance to try and build a better life for themselves and their families. And we take them through an interview process. And pick the best to be taken.
Sure,
our
must be
risky.
Absolutely devastating for kids that don't make that cut.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, I remember. I think it was 2 years ago. There was a story on one of the kids. He was one of the. You know how there's always a feature in the newspaper about these top achievers, and I think the guy had got 8 distinctions, but he lived in a rural area. There was no electricity, and he did it by candlelight. It was actually unbelievable. And, you know, I think as private sector, I do think that we need to reward effort because the government is dealing with so much that they're not going to identify these individuals like that. And I think that they have a real chance if the public sector steps up.
So, Lerato, I'm just thinking these programs have probably been implemented for quite some time now. How have they tracked? What's happened to these 100 that have graduated each year? Have they continued to find employment within Coca-Cola or elsewhere? Where does your responsibility end and how far does this program go?
So Simon, we are very accountable to those individuals. So for example, our learnerships. Year on year, we have a high intake, as mentioned earlier, over 100 youth that we take onto our learnership programs. And the intent is to ensure that we are able to absorb them permanently into the business. So, you know, once they have completed their year program, or at least 80% of it has been completed and there's an open vacancy within the organization, we would then ensure that we retain those individuals. And that's learnerships across within the different disciplines, whether it be in the operations, your manufacturing space, or your commercial side. But also we do have in the head office space what we call our BA end user learnerships, which are also for persons with disabilities. And we make sure that we are able to absorb them and give them meaningful employment in the organization. With the bursary scheme.
Meaningful.
Absolutely.
Meaningful.
Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, when we speak about that, Kathy, I get goosebumps, because I'm not for one to just do a tick box exercise and just have a person to meet a target. It is to ensure that that individual
wants to be there,
yeah. is adding value, is contributing to the overall objective of the business, and they're being included meaningfully, you know, yet again. I think that's so critical. And I'm very passionate.
No, we can't hear that at all. we completely missed that, right?
Oh, way over my head, completely.
I'm glad you pointed it out.
yeah. And then with the bursary scheme as well, so we take them through the schooling. We fund them, and also we need to then ensure that we are able to absorb them and be able to appoint them into permanent opportunities within the business. Learnership, you could say the retention rate of those that we are able to appoint. When I checked the stats for last year, you could say just over 50% of the learners were absorbed permanently into the business, into active vacancies.
So out of the 100 places that you have, how many applicants would you get? On average.
Wow.
I'm trying to understand the breadth of the issue in South Africa. That's where the question's coming from. Really?
Hundreds of applications would come through. So I have a team of 6 talent acquisition specialists, who then also have their coordinators who support them with sifting through CVs and response handling. And that takes extensive amount of manpower because of the number of CVs that we get on any given day.
When and you've got to go through each one.
Yeah. And we have to go through each one.
Yeah.
We need to ensure that we rigorously screen each and every application. Otherwise, it would be a disservice to the organization if we were to miss a gem.
Yeah.
And also to that individual.
I love your title, Loretta. Talent Acquisitions. Yeah. Thanks. All right. Talent Acquisitions at Coca-Cola. Speaking to Loretta Mtetwa, and we're talking about youth. We're going to play a song, but then I want to ask you about the anecdotal stories and what you have learned from the process and the position that you're in. Because growth is not...
No pressure, Loretta. Yeah, no. Think about that. You have a song.
Okay.
He just wants to hear Omer Adam.
I do.
All right. Here we go. You're on 101.9 FM. I'm Kathy Kayla.
I'm Simon Anstey.
And we're speaking to Loretta Mtetwa. She is the... for all intents and purposes, the HR manager for Coca-Cola, which is also known as the acquisition, what's it, the talent acquisitions talent lead.
Acquisition lead.
Yes.
Very complicated. The world has changed and I just stayed the same. I don't know. I feel like I'm aging.
Where's this coming from? Come on, Kathy. That's absolute nonsense. I'm not one to...
You're not... I'm just not... I'm not like the youth. Can I just play a song?
Yeah, please play a song. Oh. I think we need a...
That ain't going to happen on this show, that much I can tell you. All right, so I want to actually bring, firstly, let's just get back to Loretta Mtetwa. She is the, let me get this right, the talent acquisitions lead for Coca-Cola.
That's it.
All right. So what are the things that you've learned? What have you learned about South African youth based on, you know, the fact that you had... these 600 positions to fill at the beginning of the year or then 1 month or I've got some inside information. what have you personally learnt about our youth?
Mm. I've learned that the youth, you know, they're hungry for opportunity. The youth, well, at least majority of the ones that I've engaged with, want to contribute, you know, in terms of being economically active, being able to also contribute into their households financially.
Sure.
But also, you know, I do find the small minority, which is very also highly despondent, also a bit disillusioned somewhat, where they're not willing to start from the bottom and grow their careers, you know, through the ranks. Where there's also a sense of entitlement.
Well, that we can only blame ourselves because we've raised that.
We've raised that. Those that are saying, you know what, I'm not even going to try. I've tried so many times and the door has been shut. I'm not even going to extend myself out into the market anymore, unfortunately. And those are the ones that you would then see giving into crime, into some of the socioeconomic and just the political turmoil that we see. But in terms of the majority that are raising their hands, a lot of them come into our organization and really, you know, work hard. And they want to build their careers from grassroots. And they're saying, what can I do? Tell me what it is that I can do to be able to learn, to be able to develop in such an organization.
Yeah.
So you do get those two sides of, yeah, of the coin.
No, if I think about it, I've got a family member who started at a retailer, I'll tell you, it's Woolworths, as a packer. And, I mean, my first job was at Checkers as a packer. Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, he worked his way up. Eventually retired as one of the directors. He started all the food halls, whatever, but he was with the same company from beginning to end. If I was a young person and I was going to join Coca-Cola today, where could I go and what would be the opportunities available to me?
Coca-Cola is big on transformation. We're big on development of our own people. You know, we strongly believe in developing our own timber. And I would say there is no limit. You know, those preconceived limiting beliefs that I'm not going to get ahead in our organization. It's purely that, just a limiting belief, an assumption.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many of the individuals that hold senior executive positions and even some of our director level appointments where they've literally started at grassroots and worked their way up. And I mean, I personally am a living example of that. I started in the organization having a small portfolio, recruiting drivers, on a 3-month contract. And from there onwards, I was given an opportunity to work on a big project in our cooling division. And from there, I was then promoted into a specialist role focusing on head office appointments and there managed a team, and all within the period of 5 years. So, you know, if I can do it as a young South African, any other young South African could be able to do that and build their career within such an organization.
Incredible. All right. I want to bring in somebody who actually came with you.
Yes.
Mokomoti Mokwena, welcome to Chai FM.
Hi.
I mean, it's not possible to actually have someone who loves radio as much as you and not put them on radio.
Really? Yeah.
All right. So, what have you learned? You've been with Coca-Cola since last year.
No,
since when?
I've been with Coca-Cola since the second week of April this year.
Okay, all right. So, what have you learned?
Being in the organization.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing that I've learned is that they're throwing you in the deep end. So you decide if you want to sink or swim.
Okay.
And I like what Lerato was saying about a lot of young people having a sense of entitlement. You know what? We do have young people who get into positions, and when they get there, they relax. They expect to be spoon-fed. They want things to happen because they're already there, and it doesn't work like that. I always say, even to my friends, if you're applying for a job, just know that there's 100 other people who are as qualified as you or even more. And so you need to find a way of making sure that you stand out more than the rest. Find a way, find your niche, and that's how you can excel. And with Coke, I think it has disciplined me a lot. Firstly, I don't go out as much as I used to. And not because we have breathalyzers, no. But because I love what I do. Like, I really enjoy it. On a Sunday, I'm already on the laptop thinking what I'm going to do the next week. Like, it keeps me motivated because of the people that I work with.
It was meaningful.
Yes. And I like how the team is so different. We have really calm people and quiet people. Lerato, Exhibit A. And then we have the loud people, me. And I like how people are so mature to accept you the way you are without having to say, no, man, like, you're too loud for this environment or whatever. They're willing to train you if you're only willing to listen. So with Coke, it's a give and take. And I think with every organization, if you're willing to put in the work, people will recognize you, and you'll make sure that you go up the ranks.
Amazing. Laugh truth. The laugh truth, huh?
Absolutely. Simple question for you, Lerato.
Yes, Simon.
Are you hopeful about the future?
I am hopeful. I think I'm just a very optimistic person at heart. So yeah, I'm going to stick to being hopeful.
Being hopeful. Okay. No, that's kind of what I was hoping to hear. I just wanted to hear it from the person who's at the coalface, who sees it, you know, every single day.
Joni says, I'll never forget my first taste of Coca-Cola a long time ago when I was about 4. I'm sure that was the original recipe, which was addictive with the cocaine and all. Joni,
it's still
you didn't
addictive.
Tell us. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up. But Lerato Mthethwa and Mokomoti Mokwena, thank you both very, very much. Look at you.
Thank you.
You even dressed in the brand colors, yes, Mokomoti.
Yes. Living the brand.
I think you need to get rid of her quickly because she's going to take my job. She's,
how's
she's
that
built for this. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you both very, very much. And
thank
just all
you.
The best with your, you know, with investing in communities. because that's really, South Africans are great people, and our young people, sure, it's not the easiest road. I don't think that I would want to be a young person today with the challenges that they've got.
You know,
when we were growing up, Simon, information's like water, right? So you give a little bit and you grow. Mm. They're dealing with a flood of information all the time. That's just one aspect of growing up today. You can't switch it off.
And you can't deny a history of 300 years, which has handicapped us enormously.
Absolutely.
You know, I did very well because I didn't have to compete against 80% of the population. I couldn't get into university, so me with my lousy C aggregates just waltzed in. Wouldn't have happened today. I would have had to work a hell of a lot harder. Mm. Of that, there's absolutely no question in my mind.
And there's something very right about that, actually.
About what? About fair starts and
that we need to South Africa we need to develop a mentality of meritocracy.
Agree with you.
You earn what you have worked for.
Okay.
Anyhow, thank you both very, very much, and all the best.
Thank you, Kathy and team. Thank you.
God bless. Bye.